April 23. Look on the bright side, and they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Malachi 3:17. I have words of encouragement for you. Jesus loves you. He gave his precious life that you should not perish, but have everlasting life. Then lift your eyes to him. Look on the bright side. It will do you no good to look on the dark side. Be patient, come what will. You may gather strength from Jesus, for in him all fullness dwells. When despair would sweep over your soul, continue to look to Jesus. Cast your helpless soul upon him. He ever liveth to make intercession for you. You are precious in his sight. He who looks with interest upon the little brown sparrow looks in love and pity upon his tried, afflicted child. It is for our present happiness and our future good that God subjects us to discipline. The greatest blessing that his children have is the discipline that he sends them. He never leads them otherwise than they would choose to be led if they could see the end from the beginning and discern the glory of the purpose that they are fulfilling as workers together with him. The divine worker spends little time on worthless material. Only the precious jewels does he polish after the similitude of a palace, cutting away the rough edges. The process is severe and trying. Christ cuts away the surplus surface, and putting the stone to the polishing wheel, presses it close, that all roughness may be worn off. Then, holding the jewel up to the light, the master sees in it a reflection of himself, and he pronounces it worthy of a place in his casket. My dear brother, look ever to Jesus and bring heaven into your life here below. The road to heaven is narrow and the gate straight, but all who will may pass through the gate and walk in the narrow path. If we reach heaven at last, our heaven must begin here below. The more of heaven that we bring into life here, the greater will be our happiness in the home above. Let your mind dwell on the goodness of God, on the great love wherewith he has loved you. If he did not love you, he would not have given Jesus to die for you. His everlasting arms are underneath you. In all your affliction, he is afflicted. Strong is the strength that God supplies through his eternal Son. Letter 69, April 23, 1903, to a young man suffering affliction.